Apologize for yesterday's daf. It seems some of the Amid Beis and Akav Ches yesterday's daf Amid Beis did not come out on the tape clearly, so I am redoing from that part. We'll start from the bottom of Chav Ches Amid Aleph, and we'll catch up to today's daf. We were discussing yesterday the sugya of when a person bettered the field during the year of Shvius when you're not supposed to, come and put on a gzeira. So the Gemara wants to know today, b'zmanenu, when there's no gzeira, when there's no, when the chachamim were mevatel the gzeira, there's no more gzeira as far as plowing during the year of Shvius, what's the halacha? Do we still have the knas for later, for if a person bettered the field? What's the halacha today, whether a person, there's no bezdin to enforce these type of things, if a person worked this field, and improved this field, plowed this field on the year of Shvius, what's the halacha? Do we say that it's usher the next year? Again, because there's no bezdin to enforce that today, we don't have any halachas about bezdin. So the question is, would we still answer a person and say that he can't, that it still continues, the gzeira, and it would be usher for him to do anything on the second year? So the Gemara talks about Mafula explains the shaila where bismanazeh hoyel mishum oines hetiru a person went ahead and did it without to do it. In other words, he had to go ahead and work his field. So the question is, whether do we say that we still asked the eighth year? How far do we go in making the gzeira to still apply in this manazeh? So, I think Pnei Moshe's lashon even better. Im gzeiras chachamim im koma medes afibus manazeh. Is the gzeira of the chachamim still applied today, and it's also the eighth year or not? That is the shaila of the way to achor to Pnei Moshe and the marfil to learn the Gemara. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yemiya Savamei Mashari. Rabbi Yemiya L'chayra, he thought that with the say that Enechem today, we don't make Gzeira, and therefore he thought to say that it would be considered okay. It's mutter. I'm Rabbi Yaisa. Yaisa, Lo Shamila Rabbi Yemiya Shiloka. Did Rabbi Yemiya did not hear that a person who goes ahead and does something on Shvius, he's over in Isolav? So in other words, he's over Isolav. Not Isolav, even Rabbanon. It's a Rabbanon Dikolav. In other words, that the, as a Marcus Marijos says the Marfulda, that Lo Shemile, Rabbi Yemiya didn't know that the Malkanos of Marcus Marijos made Rabbanon, a person who's a Rea Shvius, Besadeh Besmanazet, that even though there's no Din Torah today, there's no Isser Torah, but Rabbanon still asked it and give him Marcus Marijos. So therefore, didn't he know that? So Mamele, there is a Din to Rabbanon today. So therefore, the Rabbanon gave a Din today, the Rabbanon does apply. So how could you say, it doesn't apply today, that it's Mutter? So if you say that that it does apply, so they would be considered usher. And same thing, Alok of Psalatis applies today. Didn't you hear that it would be usher? It'd be usher applies to Loshmila Psalatis Benatar. Didn't you also hear that Rabbanan usher today, even though there's no din kavua dead in Bezdin today, we can't punish someone in Bezdin. However, a person who goes in and said Rabbanan, we take him to court. We still pass. We have a lot of testify. Alok as Rabbanan says usher. A person goes ahead and over Nisid Rabbanon, we still say he's usher to testify, to Shemile, that a person would be usher. Chimud Mammon over Alexeris Rabbanon, Puzzleatis Rabbanon, we say he's a person that's Rabbanon. Didn't you know that, Halacha? So how could you say that today? How could Rabbi Yemiyahu say that today? The Din Rabbanon don't apply today. Of course it should apply today. It should usher today as well, to usher the eighth year, of being able to plant anything in the eighth year, plowing your field in the eighth year. So the Gemara says, Chazar Amar, Rabbi Yossi came back to said, Inu the Shemiyah, Inu Chaname. He did, of course, he knows the halacha is that it's us Rabbanon, you get a Din Malkus, and you get a Malkus, and Rabbanon is Malkus Marjus, and it's us, you become even over the Rabbanon, you become Pasal the Rabbanon Le'edus. He knows that. So Elamai, what's a Shaila? Ela be'inish the Shama Milei or Makshalei. What he's saying is that maybe in the spirit of a person who Gemara says, who accepts a halacha, accepts the position, Shmilei, and he heard the truth, but however, he questions it. In other words, he's not telling you that this halacha. Sover the main man. He thought to say, maybe that's mutter. He didn't actually say it's usher. That's what the Rambam Fulda explains. Look at the Lashon Rav Yirmiyahu. He didn't say that. I didn't say that he had it. I feel like a shal me kadam shemaksha leizer davar. I wish you day out teretz. He knows that anachanami. He's mefalfil. He's asking now. Look, should we? Why should we be mocked with such a case? He knows halakha is that we're machmir, that we are. Of course, the rabbanan and you're over this advice. He knew that. He knows the halakha. Fata yudea mishnayas. That's not what he's asking, whether it's such thing applies or not. He's saying that lamaisa at mafalful but David bitmia. Maybe in Elchanani, maybe it should be mutter. Let's understand why. Why should be mutter? That's really what the Gemara is saying. Maybe Savala Meimar is he's asking, let's understand the lumbus. Why should a taka person be awesome? But in Elchanani, Evada is the locus that it's awesome. That's the way Marfula learns and the Premosha learns. Rosh Mesul learns a little bit different. The most bitten of the coming, he mutter ye ashem, mishem batela din, batel gzerasa. No, it's vazi lo. Because we said that the thing should be out. Like he's asking the whole idea, why should it even apply? But my full saying that his halacha is saying, of course I know it's us. I'm trying to understand the lumness behind it. That's my question. But in a kanami, that halacha would be the halacha. So the Gemara says, let's go by this. Gemara says, Amar Rav Chizkiya, because you said even on this halacha, it's atzvis kumei Rav Yirmiyahu. I asked the following shah from Yirmiyahu regarding what he said, trying to understand what his approach was. Is it not, we say to the government, halacha of the decree, is it a din of a beis din getting up and moving it? In other words, one decree, it should be when there's a gzeiros malchus that you have to work, so of course we have to undo the gzeira. And we had to do it on the halacha because the gzeira was forcing people to work the fields. But lamaisa, once the gzeira was moved away, shouldn't the chacham come back? It should be restated. So why isn't it reinstated? Marfutha learns this gemara this way. He says that what he's asking from a yemiyod, he ain't based on halacha. In other words, lama, not to live Israel. Why should we allow you to go plant the eighth year? Let's say since the gzeira of now is no longer us here, you could go ahead and you could plant, you could go ahead and we could stop working on shviyas, and you went and you did it, it's halacha should go back to the beginning, we give you a penalty. And should ask, why wouldn't he change the halacha? So the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyahu Ma'adar, Rav Yirmiyahu Taka said to explain that halacha based upon a brisa. Give you a raya from a brisa. Right, based upon a brisa, but Ladak with Nakahenes, must say the daughter of Bas Yisrael, who goes to her head. Shabbos Ladak Ner Mikahenes wants to light a candle near from a Gohenes. In other words, halacha is a woman wants to go ahead and eat truma. So again, because why? She wants to go ahead and eat truma. Of course, either she's either a bas kohen or the wife of a kohen. So halacha is you allowed to go light from there. Develops a psila shem lesh hevel locus. You allowed to go dip the wick in oil of truma. You can go ahead, burnt and light it. You're allowed to do that. Now again, what's the halacha? Lamaisa, the oil of the truma became tame. So that's called shem lesh hevel locus. You can't use it. However, since we say the truma is subject to a halacha of burning, we have to remove it. So the Bryce is telling us a halacha. That the halacha is that even though normally we say the halacha would be that we understand the brisa, that truma that became tummy, you can't eat it and you have to burn it. However, Egmar says the gabe burn a kohen can benefit from the heat of such a thing. So a non-kohen wants to go ahead and light from a fire that came from a fire that became also from a bas kohen that became tame. So there, that one step removed, you could go ahead and be nana from. So therefore, the same halacha over here. You let it go ahead and be nana from it. And every time, so, but so now I'm telling you, you let it dip the wick. And like I said, give me also to do it. Even though normally it's also true that the bas kohen can't be nana from it, it's tame. But someone wants to come with a light from it, you can be nana from it. So we see the chara, you can do so. The question is, how are you allowed to do that? How could you be benefited from it? If it's us, you can't be benefited from it. What's the reason why it should be mutter? So Gemara says, the chayra, this will be a riot, or a yimiyah saying. He's telling you a lot of yanai. Sha'as, Mishal, Mishlach, Asav, Ma'isa. At time that Abaisa said, the time of coming wolves were running around, when it was dangerous, and wolves were running around, they used to go fight, had to light a fire, the wolves went away from it. They went away from the candles. So even though Lamaisa, we know you're not going to be nana from the truma, shemen srefa, shemen that became tame, he has to be burned. However, wolves are dangerous. They're going to come and go ahead and attack people when it's dark. But if you light it, Ken, you can light it, and they'll run away. The wolves will stay away. So therefore, you're allowed to go with light from this fire as a protection. You're allowed to do that. So once we allowed you to light in such a case to stay away from danger of the animals or the wolves, we could not say to come along and say, therefore, you can't do that anymore. Once the danger went away, then you can't do that. you can't do it. It was said that they were allowed to go and do that. Just like it says over there, Bezdin came along and made the Gzeira to be Mbatel, and Chilam was based on Mbatel. So we're going to under the Gzeira and say that Bezdin was allowed to go do that. Penalty allowed to do that. We don't remove the thing itself. In other words, what's the right from there? Just like over there, you're not allowed to be netted from the fire and you can't do it. However, Marfulda explains that since they made a Gzeira, you're allowed to use the light because why? Because you had to keep, it was dangerous. The wolves were around, you had to keep them away. Once the danger went away, we didn't undo it, and therefore a non-Kohen could go ahead and a woman to light, take from that light and use it to light her candles. That was allowed. We didn't change that. So once we didn't change that, so too over here, we didn't change the fact that Wesim said that you let her go ahead and work the field because of Xeru, that would be us, because if you want to work the field, you would be danger, and people would starve, and therefore they said that once we go ahead and remove that, we didn't remove the Isser and said that the decree of removing it later was not removed. I mean, that's sort of Yirmiyahu's point, that maybe therefore they were allowed to go ahead and do that, and they were allowed to go ahead and light. That wouldn't be us. The Yisra Gzeira we made would not remain after the 10th year, after the year Shvius. In the 8th year, they wouldn't go ahead and reinstate that Gzeira, just like over there, it wasn't once we were Matre, we Matre the same thing. So that's the basis of where the Kula came from, or where he would say that you're allowed to go ahead and do that. So the Gemara says, is this halacha, so Eva Machlok, the Miyar Rav Yossi, whether this was permitted or not, whether it would be Asir on the fruit on the that grew in the 8th year, if you went ahead and you went and planted from it, when you weren't allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, this halacha, we say this halacha over here, whether it applies or not, the Gemara says, we have a machlokes. Gavasi, Gemara, similar machlokes. May Masai Adam. Gemara says, what was the Gavasi, same halacha, when Mepharshim learned the Gemara here, the connection. May Masai Adam, Zachabay Peres, Shvius. When is a person that goes acquire the produce from his own field on Shvius? Which means, Gemara says, you actually go ahead and whether you're allowed to go ahead. And if it's a field, you're allowed to go ahead and go ahead and something was done to it, to a field. Make a kinyan on it to be kind there. Rav Yirmiyahu Yosef and May Rav Yirmiyahu wanted to say, Mishiyach was loved with Caleb. When a person went ahead, you go ahead and you place your kalem in there, when that requires the produce, then you're allowed to go ahead and become the produce. You put your kalem in the field, it's a hefketic field, you go ahead, you're allowed to go ahead and you acquire it, even though it wasn't your intention, but you're allowed to go ahead and do so. When you're allowed, even if you put your kalem in, you're not acquiring it, do so at the end of the day, because he thinks that it's already his, for the end of the day. And the truth is, it's really not his hefker, and it's not his. And therefore, BMS, he doesn't have any mind to be go. It's not enough to put your kalem in there, because you didn't, only when you put your kalem in, because you want to have in mind to be yotze, to be kinder. But since you didn't think you could be kinder, you thought it was not yours, and Mela, you thought it was yours all along, so you're not doing a Maisa Kenyan. And therefore, it would not help you to be kinder in such a way that it would not be kinder. That's the way the Marfulda explains that even a social low, Shavsav, Shaloid, he thinks it's his own, and therefore you're not using it to be kinder. Therefore, you're not kinder from Hefker. Therefore, halacha is the kalem won't work for you in such a case. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya that this halacha applies. Where do we get a raya to this halacha, this shita? Now we learn to the Maisav, Taf, and Yer, the Echol, Xios, Misok, Shalosh, Shlobatova. One time, if Tafa went down to eat his dried figs in his own field, he was in to go eat his own field to go ahead and make sure not to go ahead and give the owner anything. He didn't say thank you. He didn't do anything to express his thank to the owner that could otherwise be benefiting. He's not allowed to do that. So Chamonei said dry. The watchman saw it. Well, Kabeishamai says that it's a lot of good, that you can't even do anything. You can't say thank you. You can't give anything at all to benefit. And the Mishnah says that's the only way you're allowed to do that. Complete hefker. So Gemara says, Chunte, because the watchman saw him, Bisharin, Chavutun Alayu. And they began to beat him. Why? Because you can't go ahead and taking, you're blocking people from taking it. So they thought that he's taking fields and such a thing, he's gathering together, he's in a guard field, he's stopping people from doing it. So Amalei said to him, so I'm going to say, come here, Chazakante, when he saw himself, he was in danger of being killed. Amalei said to them, Chayechon, by your own lives, what are you doing? Chayechon, as a slush and shvua. Tell the people inside the house of Tarfin, they should pay the Chayechon for him. Kat Shimon came, when they heard this, they fell on their faces, Amalei, Rebbe Sharonlon, please forgive us. Please forgive us. They didn't know that it was him. So Amalei, Yaisir Laiyu, may such and such a thing happened to me, I'll call Kuta, Vachuta, Avram, Nakas life. Every time they gave me a beating, every single time they hit me, I forgave you for the one before. In other words, therefore, that even though I was allowed to take them and take the figs that was there, but he wanted to take them without doing anything to say anything. He didn't want to take them. He didn't say thank you. He let them know what he's doing. They thought he's stealing them. So Mela, he was allowed himself to go take, he could be beaten each time. So therefore, Mela, he wasn't kind to them. He wasn't kind to them. Then the luck is, he didn't have to say any thank you to them because he wasn't kind to them, because he never took them in his field. He never took them together. So therefore, Yavu al Kafa, Kazatamar Fulda, why was he allowed to do that? Because what he said to him, they stomp Xios, I'm allowed to take them because it belongs to me. I mean, Shalom. So Elamai, why did I let himself to be hit? Because I didn't go ahead. Look, I wasn't kind of them yet. So I didn't take them to be kind of them. So therefore, I was allowed to, I was Michael, the fact you hit me, I was allowed to go ahead because it was over under Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, I should have said thank you. But I didn't say thank you because I didn't do, I held like Beis Shammai. The fact I should be punished because Lamaisa, I wasn't, oh, I didn't do like Beis Hillel did. I violated the Beis Hillel's halacha, which means you're allowed to express a thank you. And therefore, that's why I deserve what I got. Elon Tatim Lilith. These two mices, you see now Rabbi Tavi Bashamai, he was knowing Rabbi Shammai. The sucker, he was sucking himself. He put himself in danger for doing that. Bahada, Gmar said in the case that he took fields without expressing owner, thank you to the owner. And therefore, if he did, he wouldn't have been beaten up. But Kirishma, and also Lagabe Kriyashma, same aloka, famous Mishnah Mesakos Brachos, that he went out, he was going on the road and he lied down to Makayim the Mitzvah Beis Shammai, and he almost got, he was robbed by Listim, almost killed him. The bandits almost killed him. So again, the same thing, he was Mesakin himself, because according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to go, you can do Beshach V'chamech, you continue going, you don't have to stop. It's this man of Lila, this man of, they're not actually have to lie down. So again, two times he was knowing like Beis Shammai, and he put himself in Sakana. All the days of Tafin, he fasted on this Maisa because of this Maisa. He fasted the because of the fact that he went ahead and that he would go ahead, he would Matsaya himself. He fasted because he was he caused himself to do this thing. He was distressed his entire life. Says, what would to me, because I had received honor from the crown of Torah? In other words, he said he was guilty because he benefited from the Kavod HaTorah. Because really, they should have been going ahead. If he would have realized that he was the owner of the field, he would have let him go. He wasn't anything. Even if he wouldn't have let him go, he was not because of his Torah. So therefore, he saved himself because of his Torah. Because he said, I'm Rav Tarfin. Therefore, because of that, he had to save himself because he revealed himself that he was a great Rav Tarfin. He regretted it, that he went ahead and he benefited from that, aspect of it. But Kisra Shal Torah, instead of just giving him money to buy off his freedom, to stop the guy from hitting him, and Mela, instead of using his name, his great Rav Tarfin name, therefore, he suffered his entire life. He fasted, doesn't mean he fasted, but it means he minimizes Achila, because of this, because he didn't want to benefit from it, he didn't want to benefit from it. So therefore, Masana Koldova Shagila says the Pnei Shagila Atzmo Lufnei Anoshav Shagianito. So V'Chashula Shemishtamish Pnichba B'Kitzur Shel Torah, that it looked like he benefited from being the Talmud Chacham that he is, a great Rav Tarfin, and for that he was. He regretted, and therefore he was made sure to always to fast to minimize his intake, is that he didn't eat a lot because of the fact that he benefited from the Torah, that he was able to go ahead and take himself from this, helped himself here and trying to do like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel, and put himself in Sakana. He had to save himself because of Torah, and that was something that he regretted the rest of his life, that he was Nena from somehow because of his position in Torah. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah says, the halacha is, Gabi Shvias, you got to go ahead and doing Shvias, you go ahead and rent a field, you got to use the field. During Shvias, a person can go ahead and contract his field to rent a plowed field from a guy to use it after Shvias. So a guy worked his field in Shvias, a guy did his field, which he's allowed to do. Now you're renting it to use the benefit after Shvias from what the guy did on the year of Shvias. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do, but you can't go ahead and rent a field from a Jew who worked the field on Shavuos and to benefit from the field at the Shavuos. That you can't do. So if it's from a goy, Yochel Yisrael says the Marfil the Kapal Sodom a goy mekak komashana. I could go ahead and make a thing that I'm going to benefit from you right at the year after Shavuos, even though you worked the field on Shavuos, you plowed the field on Shavuos. On much of Shavuos, you ought to go and benefit from it. But if a Jew did it, that you can't do. Lomi Yisrael. Mishnah continues. Machzikin de goyim b'Shavuos. Person go ahead and allow goyim. Help them to go ahead and work their field in Shvi. You let it go, machzik them. You let it go. They have a lot of work their field, so you let it go ahead and give them a bracha to bless them. Machzikim bo emroi chayus b'shvi. I'm a yashakayak. You see a guy working his field in Shavuos, you should wish him well. Hatzlacha. Good luck to you. You got to go ahead and give him a bracha that he's, yashakoyach, that he's doing that. Even though he's going to benefit later, the Jew's going to take that field, that you can do. If you see a Jew working his field on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. On Shavuos, you're not allowed to go wish him well. For Shalom Shalom, you can go ask him as well. For Daka Shalom, you can go ahead and say Shalom Aleichem. You can go ahead and Daka Shalom. Shalom Shalom, that you could say, Shalom Aleichem, but you can't go ahead and bread. Now, what does that mean? Says the Mafuldo to Bnei Moshe. You got to go ahead. You got to show Shalom is coming. You can say to him, Shalom. Shalom Aleichem, but you can't be double lush and kofen shalom in the nachri. You can't go. You can't. So to a guy, you got to give him shalom aleichem, and if you that you got to do, but you can't go ahead and get double lush because that you don't give a double lush to a guy that machzikim a guy b'shvius that you don't do. You don't say the Mazon explain why that you don't shalom shalom. You got to go say shalom aleichem to him. But you can't go at even Avi Avera, you can do that, but you can't go with double lush. And we'll see in the Gemara as to the reason why. A person can't do that. The double lashon is permitted. That is not awesome. You go ahead and give a guy and go ahead. Allow take the field from a guy who worked the field. You like go take the field next year. You tell him plow it well. And I'll take it from you after Shemitah. Plow it well, and after Shemitah, I'll buy it from you. I'll rent it from you. You allowed to do that. So you get even though he's doing it in a way you're gonna benefit from it. You allowed to do that. That you can't do that to a Jew, but you can do that to a guy. You could say you should be strengthened. That's the lashon. You can't go tell him. You can't go ahead and encourage him, the guy, and tell him that you can't do. You can't tell him, go ahead, chorish batuvas, go ahead, encourage him, continue doing this, and I'm going to take it from you next year. That you can't do. But you can do, Isha. You could say Ishar. You should be Yashako Kako, says the Marav Fulda. That you can go, that there's a lashon, you could tell him, that's the best you can be mechazik him with such a lashon. More than that, you can't do. You can't do. So the Gemara says, what are these lashonos? Let's understand. Mani Yomah, the one who says, you go with Machzik and Chavish Batuv, you can tell him plow it well, and I'm going to take it next year. Ma'a Shalom Shluman. What does it mean that Misha said you let go with Shalom Shalom? What does that mean? Isha, you could tell him, you could end the statement, May Isha, you should be strengthened. You should be strengthened. You continue, Atzlacha Rabba, you should be strengthened. You could say these things for him that you can do. You could say the thing, you could add on even more. Now you also say, Yisha, you could be strengthened. You should be atzlaka. You have strength to continue doing what you're doing. That you can do. That you got to go ahead and say, Yisha. Man Yamanu says, Yisha, all you got to say is the Yisha. You can't say the first part. Then what's the mashal? Then what does so b'shalom mean then? What are you adding with that? B'shalom Yisrael, shalom aleichem. You don't want even the piece of a Jew. You got to go ahead for shalom aleichem. Say to him, shalom aleichem. That you could say to him, that you could do. You could give him the, in other words, you can't say to a Jew, you should be a shalom aleichem to a Jew, that you can't do, that you're never allowed to do. But you're allowed to go to a guy, to a Jew, you're allowed to say that. You're allowed to go ahead, continue plowing that you could do, but even to a Jew, you're allowed to go ahead and wish him shalom. That's the way the Marfuda learns, that the man of Israel said, God, my Yom HaSefer, what are you telling him at the end? Someone says, what are you telling him? Choshen LaShviyah. So we're telling him that doesn't mean to a guy, that means you're allowed to tell it to a Jew. That you're allowed to do. You can't tell him to what is a shalom because it's something about the Gerson, different Gersons. He brings down the Margitin. The Pnei Moshe brings down what it means. You're allowed to go tell him shalom Yisrael, shalom aleichem. You're allowed to tell him that. You're allowed to go tell him. He's working, doing something terrible. No, you're not doing it. But you're allowed to give him I'll shalom. You're allowed to tell him. You're not giving him a bracha on what he's doing. But shalom aleichem, you can tell him that. That you're allowed to do. Even though you're mentioning Hashem's name by doing that, that you're allowed to go ahead and tell him. That's as much. That's what it means according to that second man Yama. That's what you'd be able to say. So like the Gemara says, the Gemara, Maisa. We had a Maisa that happened. Gemara says, they went ahead. They once the Jew was going ahead, was plowing his field. a Jew on Shvuos. A Jew was doing an Avera of following his tefillah on Shvuos. So Amalei said to him, Yisrael should cover b'shvias. The Maharal said a Jew was going. They met a Jew that was working his field on Shavuos, plowing his field on Shavuos. So Amalei Rav Shmuel Menachman, he said to him, Yishai, he said you should be strengthened. And I said, don't mind, the Jew was doing actually plowing him, and he said to him, go strengthen him. So that you're allowed to, are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to go do that? He said to me, strengthen. How could you be strong? How could you say to strengthen to your field? How is it possible to do that? The Gemara says. So Gemara explains. The teacher, I tell us that you know how to do that. You can't tell Ivrim. You can't go tell him to go be a bracha on your head. You can't do that. You can't give him a bracha when he's doing an isser. How you let I go tell him that to give him a bracha from what he's doing? He's doing another isser, a terrible isser of working on shvias. So Gemara says, Elamai, Mekam, we learn from here. You can't tell a person plowing his field. You can't tell him isha. You can't tell him you should have shvias. You should be mechosik yourself. That you can't tell him. But Amalei, so what do you tell him? Nikos ad yoder. Tell him how to read the pasuk. Lidroshi ato yoder. How do you explain the pasuk to him? You don't know how to read the pasuk. The pasuk says you go over him. The one that's over him, I'm over him. Talking about the ones who already saw him. Not over him. Not the ones who are passing by, which means Elu, Ofti Akachabshin, Ofti Olam. These are the goyim who are destined to pass in the world that have no Olam Abba. That's not what we're referring to. V'la'amu Yisrael. And that when it says Yisrael, we're not talking about not the ones of his people, but Rikos Hashem Aleichem. Hashem's blessing should be on you. My Yisrael Aleichem. What did you say to them? Baruchinu Eschem Hashem Hashem. You bless in the name of Hashem. Therefore, you're telling him to the Jews, you tell him, Lo Daichem. It's not enough. The brachos Sabos Yisrael Mishvilchem. None of all the brachos in the world come for you. And at the Ma'ibrim Lano, you did not go tell us, Baruch Nitzchol Lechem Es Brachos Alalu. Come and take these brachos. Lo Del Shata Megalgam Lepisim. You're causing all kinds of problems for us. Bezimros and fines, Gulgololos and taxes, Vachinos and even more additional taxes. You're causing all these things that you're causing them by working the field. Don't you know when you're doing this thing, you're bringing in the world, all these things come upon us because you do this. Gemara says, so therefore, I said, that's what you tell them. In other words, Gemara says, we don't say wishing them, the halacha is telling them, you're telling them, how are you telling them all these kind of things? So if you're telling him all these things, you're telling him all kinds of terrible things that will come upon us. So Gemara says, you let it go detached, honey from a beehive. Gemara says, separate halacha, you let it go ahead with a guy doing shvius that you're allowed to do. In other words, he's telling you a separate halacha, even though you can't go ahead and help a Jew and help a guy at all. To help, you can't help him at all during shvius. This type of thing you could be matter. To go ahead, and take honey from a beehive, that was something that was allowed on Shvius, that was permitted, that's not usher, because it's not a din of a karka, it's a machlokes tanoim, whether we say we agree with the halacha chachamim, that you're allowed to go ahead and take this off on Shvius, because we don't consider this menakarka, it's not considered like you're working the field, therefore detaching honey from a beehive is not something that's considered an isser. So the question is, again, why is the halacha, if it's not us, if it's not considered part of karka, so all the Rishonim want to know, then what's the reason why you can't do it yourself? You should say, not that you're helping a guy take honey from a beehive. A Jew should be allowed to go take honey from a beehive in his own field himself, because it's not an isser to work in the field. So why dafka with a guy? So many, many answers are given to the Shaila, many explanations are given to the Shaila, that the... So the Gemara says the halacha is that you're talking about doesn't mean many halachas learned that's referring to honey itself. Others learn that it's referring to different halachas that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do something to assist the guy, not to directly to take care of his field. But the Gersa he brings down and Margit and Rama brings down halacha is So he says, according to the way the Rambam brings down, the way the Lashon, the Gemara, and Gittin, that the Chiddush is Lafuke, the Shita of the Rambam, Lafuke, Shita of Elazar, says that beehive is considered like attached to the ground, and therefore it would be us to do on Shvias. We all like the Chachamim that it's Mutter to do. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. And some say it's different other things. You're allowed to go ahead, Rediyas means you're allowed to take off bread that's being baked, you're allowed to go ahead, loaves, you're allowed to go ahead and help him take off from that, that are considered attached, that you can do. And some learn that it means, doesn't even mean that at all. It means going out and helping him with the kalim, things that the guy is going to use to plow his field. You're helping him repair some of his equipment, even though he's going to use it for plowing the field. That even permitted to help a guy do that. It's not considered as if you're doing anything. Nogeya to the Issa Shvius, many different halakas. Nogeya to explain what this halakha is. But the unto Meshuri is, what Gemara is telling you, is that we allow you, the way we learned the Gemara, that we allow you to go ahead and help and be pleasant to a guy, to even give him a bracha on his doing his field, Shalom Aleichem itself, we don't tell him, but Shalom Aleichem to a Jew that's being over in Isser, that we can say we do so. Some learn a Ger says it's not even referring to a Jew, you can't even do that to a Jew, it's referring to an Avrayon, to a guy. Others, Ger says it's referring to a Jew, but you can't wish him success on what he's doing, that you cannot do, only to a guy, you can't ever wish that to a Jew, but you can wish to a Jew, even if he's doing an Isser, you're allowed to go ahead and wish him shalom, greeting, that you can do, meshidaki shalom, that you're allowed to do, even though he's doing an isur malacha, he's doing something that would be considered usur, shvius, and we don't condone that, but just greeting him, that itself, we'll be able to do. We'll continue from this Mishnah tomorrow.